It's not quite Invesco Field at Mile High, but regardless, Broncos players Rod Smith and John Lynch took some time out of their off day today to stop by George Washington High School to sit down with a group of young students, play a game of financial football, and teach them a couple lessons about money. For the first time in a long time, Broncos veterans John Lynch and Rod Smith played a game of football without pads, helmets, or cleats.
Just try to get as many as you can in a row, and that's going to determine your field position.
And on the line was a more heightened awareness of what it takes to be fiscally responsible.
Having the players here is a great way to get the kids engaged and excited. The high energy of the game keeps them really enthusiastic.
Lynch and Smith each coached teams of George Washington high schoolers through a money management football game. And while the coaches and players have different sized bank accounts, the lessons were the same.
It's usually one or two problems with money. You either have a lot of it or you don't have any of it. But either way, it can be a problem if you don't take care of it and treat it properly. I mean, you have to watch it and you have to protect it and you have to treat it the same. No matter if it's a dollar or $1 million, it's all the same.
The multiple choice questions covered a landscape of potential financial pitfalls, many that can spring on high schoolers.
It's so easy to be tempted by the glitz and the, you know, of cell phones and, you know, just all the things that all you feel like all the other people your age have. And you got to just make sure that, just like Rod said, that you're really looking at a long-term plan as opposed to just what you feel like you want right here, right now.
I have some pretty good habits, and that's the things that we were trying to teach today, is create some money habits and stick to your habits.
I don't think you have to worry if you learn the fundamentals of managing your money. And like anything, the more you prepare, the better you'll respond when, you know, situations arise.
Situations that could come with going to college.
It's part of growing up. You just have to be prepared to go into the real world. And if you take the responsibility and apply what you've learned, then you should be able to succeed in the real world.
And after today's loss to Lynch's group of students, Smith is ready for the real world to ease up and stop laying hits.
Man, I had a bad week. I lost twice this week. John's still undefeated. Now he's going to be dogging me out the next time he comes and do this.
Yeah, I tell you, it's not fun beating the Broncos.
But, no.
Again, I've been impressed with the kids at all the schools I've gone to, but in particular George Washington. Some sharp kids. They've been teaching econ well here.
To learn more or play the game, you can find a link at denverbroncos.com. Reporting from George Washington High School, I'm Chris Hall, Broncos TV.